We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. You will hear a tone to confirm that you have entered the queue. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Questioners on the phone are requested to use only handsets and eventually turn off the volume from the webcast. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Our first question comes from the line of Andreas Venditti from Vontobel. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the presentation and for taking my questions. Maybe firstly on the new guidance for 2024 on the return on equity, not totally surprising, already with half year you mentioned that this target would be challenging. Now this is stated at 13% to 14%. Maybe you can remind us of you know the main drivers of this, and especially also you keep your at or above 15 target for 2025 and 26, which you know is going to be quite a nice jump from the 13 to 14 level. So maybe you can also give a bit of color where you see this coming from. Then maybe on the guidance for the net interest margin, 5.5, I guess based on repricing measures ongoing. You said midterm, is that correct? That by midterm you mean 2026? And then also on the cards, you have reached the 2019 level, as was the target in terms of receivables. On revenues, you're slightly below. Maybe you could add a bit of color there, what the main reasons were. I'll stop here and maybe I'll ask a few more questions later on. Thank you.
Yeah. Chris, good morning and thanks very much for the question. Let me start with the ROE guidance, and then we'll have Pascal talk about the NIM, and then we get back to the cards question as well. So look, the ROE guidance, you're right, 13% to 14% is what we're now guiding on, and it's really a bit a continuation of some of the temporary trends that we explained, right? The pressure that we're seeing on the NIM, given the delayed impact of the pricing actions that we've taken, and that continues to feed a bit into the year. But again, I think the good news is, right, we are seeing the NIM coming back up. So from that perspective, that also gives us confidence in terms of the, you know, the second part of your RE question in terms of the guidance going forward. The second one is the as we expected, continued normalization of the loss performance that Volker talked about. And then we had mentioned this during the year, some partial delays in the core banking platform transformation, right? There too, we're making good progress now, and we have some good line of sight in terms of what's coming this year in the efficiencies associated with that. And so I think with that, and with also then, you know, some of the growth programs that we've explained and the repositioning of the business lines, that gives us in combination good comfort in terms of where we're heading going forward, and also the improvements in the ROE coming through, both again through the commercial actions and the cost actions that we're taking. Pascal, do you want to take the NIM question?
Yeah, on the NIM question, so from a timeline standpoint, when we refer to midterms, yes, usually we refer to up to the end of the strategic cycle 2022-2026. For the NIM improvements and the rebound, I would say latest to 2026.
Yeah. And look, on the card side, indeed, right, net financial receivables on the level of the revenues 2% below. I would say this, right, when we first discussed this challenge well over 2 years ago, you know, we put this out as an ambition. And clearly we had some perspective on what we were going to do. But we still had to build all the programs, right? We had to build the products, we had to build the communication campaigns, we had to build the CRM measures, et cetera. And we had to get smart in terms of the data analytics. So I would say we're quite pleased with the way that migration went. Again, given versus the ambition, I think indeed slightly off on one metric, but spot on the other. And now it's for us to shift to growth in this business, right? And I think we've done the groundwork. We've got the organization in place to do that.
Our next question comes from the line of Mate Nemes, UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first one would be on the net interest margin, the 5.5% guidance. Could you clarify, please, if you're factoring in any improvement in the funding costs, perhaps down the line in 25 or 26, given the expected rate cuts in Switzerland in the next couple of quarters? That's the first question. Second question, still on funding costs. I see that the exit funding cost run rate is close to 1.5%. Is that a good guide to use for 2024, or you would expect perhaps somewhat of an updrift still from current levels? And the third question would be on the auto business. I was wondering if you could give us a bit of color what you're seeing in that market at the moment, given perhaps some softening in used vehicle prices. How does that affect you? What do you see in terms of competitive dynamics? Clearly, the market is still expanding nicely. Your receivables also grew in line at 6%. So I'm just wondering, what do you see in terms of activity now, perhaps towards the end of the year, early this year? What do you see in terms of pricing and so on? Thank you.
Very good morning, Martin, and thanks for the question. Pascal, you want to take the NIM and the funding, and then I'll come back on the order side.
Yes, certainly. For the net interest margin, as well, and the guidance of the 5.5%, so first, so obviously, as the net interest margin are several elements which are to take into consideration. So obviously, on one side, so the overall pricing as well, of the book, the commissions level, obviously, at the same time. We earn money as well, again, on our cash equivalents and the investments portfolio. And finally, as well, the funding cost. So clearly, as well, it will be a dynamic. We are managing the net interest margin as a key KPI so for us. And depending on how all these elements develop, also as a capacity as well, to implement pricing actions, as an example, but also development of interest rates, SMB as a policies, we have to take the more or less actions. So once again, the net interest margin is a very important KPI. And on the funding side, back to your second questions. Look, at the end of period of the funding costs are 1.47%. If you have the SMB policy at 1.75, so basically, yes, we would expect the funding cost to continue to slightly increase. Over time, certainly the speed of increase of what we have seen between 22 and 2023 will be lower. But once again, we are managing more the overall net interest margin with the funding cost being only one part of the equation.
Thanks, Pascal. So on the auto side, Martin, look, I think obviously this market has been, quite volatile over the last few years, right, through COVID and then coming out of COVID. I think here too we're seeing a bit of a normalization as everywhere else, right? We continue to benefit from what we saw in the market last year, right? We, as you know, we continue to focus predominantly on to a larger part on the used car market, and have been able to grow quite nicely in spite of the price increases that we pushed through. We also, I'd say, Marta, we haven't seen a significant change in dynamics in terms of the market. There's always a bit of cyclicality, right, one way or another. But I think the strength that we bring to bear here is sort of leading to your second point as well, right? We're really deeply embedded with our partners out there, the 3,700 dealers, and increasingly also with other distribution platforms and others. Look, I think, as I've said more generally, right, it is an attractive market that makes it attractive for others as well. I think we have a strong position. We continue to build that. But we don't really see a significant change in terms of what we observed at the end of the year and going into this year.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Star followed by one. Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Regli, ZKB. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my questions, and congratulations for the good results. I have a couple of questions. And first, my first question is on the reporting. Obviously, you said you will kind of consolidate your divisions into two main divisions, but will you kind of continue to report revenues separately for credit cards and buy now, pay later, as well as personal loans and auto leases and loans, or will you just merge everything together in just one line for both segments or divisions? Then the second question is also a bit on net interest margins. And obviously, we have seen a nice pickup in yields, particularly in auto, but also personal loans in H2. Can you give me some sense about exit yields in these business lines and kind of your expectations where these yields could go in 2024, given the current price increases we have seen? And maybe also on the net interest margins, what do you expect in terms of maximum rates for 2025, given current expectations are that central bank will cut the rates to 1.5? It could be that the SARON drops back to below 1.5, which should naturally lead to kind of a reduction of the maximum rates to 11% to 13% again in 2025. Have you kind of baked this into your guidance or your expectations, or what is your thinking about this going forward? And then my third question would be on costs. Can you give me a sense about the non-recurring part of costs in 2023 and kind of the outlook for investments into operational excellence for 2024? And then last but not least, on your guidance, you're saying you expect revenues for 2024 to only grow modestly above Swiss GDP, which is expected at 1.1%. Given your receivables have increased 3%, and we should see some kind of net interest margin expansion during 2024. What is kind of the gap between, let's say, modestly above 1.1% and, let's say, a receivables increase of at least 3%, which could lead to 4 to 5% if we add on to it the net interest margin expansion? Can you maybe help me on this bridge here? Thank you.
Daniel, good morning and thanks for the questions. Let me start with the last one and then I hand over to Pascal on the other one. Look, the I think sometime in the past we said to slightly outgrow, right? We choose the wording deliberately. Moderately is a bit more than slightly, right? In that sense, right? And so you'll appreciate we don't guide on a specific number, but if you're expecting GDP to grow at about 1%, then moderately certainly would mean more than 1.2 or 1.3, right? Hopefully it gives you a bit of sense, right? So it's slightly more bullish than just the outlook of slightly outgrowing. Hopefully that helps a bit. But let me hand over to Pascal on the other questions on reporting NIM and cost.
Thank you, Daniel. And thank you also first for the questions on the segment reporting. So you may have seen in the presentations, investor presentations, we added in the appendix the pro forma segment reporting. So just to give a bit of color, also the lending versus the payments. Generally, you can assume that the overhaul of the presentations of our financial results will not fundamentally change. So in the sense, what we have disclosed today in 2024, we'll continue to disclose. We'll certainly add one page with the segment reporting, the lending and the payments. So no big changes that we expected in this area. The second one regarding the yield and the pricing. First, we are pleased with the repricing actions we have taken. We are also pleased to demonstrate that the yield further develop This is a very dynamic market environment, so both on the interest rates, the timing of potentially rate cuts as well as from the SMB, but also in terms of competitions. So this is why we are more guiding basically at the overall the net interest margin, with management taking appropriate actions depending on how the market develop, both as from macro and competition as a standpoint. But generally, certainly on the auto business, so we are moving a bit more to the top of the market of the pricing cycle, and certainly as P loan on the card side, with the change of interest rates cap, which was implemented January 1st, then that gives some upside. Look back to your questions now around more 2025. We don't know, it's really highly depending on the SMB policy decisions, the timing on potential decisions from the government on the change of interest rates cap. Depending on the decisions made, then we will adapt. Finally, as all your questions on the cost income, what was recurring in 2023, respectively 2024. So certainly in 2023 we had the integrations cost related to Buy Now Pay Later. We give indication 3 to 4 million between 2022-2023 in the context of the integrations of Buy Now Pay Later. So certainly here, we are in this guidance probably around 2 to 3 million that we spend in 2023 for the integrations of this business. So obviously, these are costs which will not recur in 2024. For 2024, we also indicated as well as part of the roadmap how to come to the 39 cost income ratio that we might have some one-off personal costs related to the reductions of workforce. So in that sense that the 3 to 5 million we mentioned that could be a recurring cost in the context of 2024.
Thank you. Very helpful for the details. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Holger Laubenthal for any closing remarks.
Very good. Thank you, operator, and thanks everyone for the questions and your time this morning. Look, quick summary, right? I think a solid 23. We're pleased with the groundwork that's now in place and operational excellence with benefits coming into this year as we speak. Strong DNA continue to deliver price, loss, cost. We're pleased with the market positions we're having. We talked about the NIM recovery, given the strong pricing actions we've taken and a good set of opportunities ahead of us in the business lines, particularly also in payments with the new organization. So with that, thanks again and wishing you a great day, and we'll talk soon.